Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James. Ladies and gentlemen, I was laughing this morning because Yahweh has revealed to me and to my audience that many of the Sicilian Italians are race mixed with Jews and blacks. Well, I want to tell you this before I go into this report. This report is on Anthony Scaramucci. Scaramouche, do the fandango. Hey, well, no, I want to tell you this first. You know, Podesta. Well, since I've been looking into the Sicilian thing, I find that he is connected to Sicily. But that shouldn't surprise you. He's a child toucher. He's a filthy, rotten Satanist. And he's got Jew blood running through his bloodstream. But listen to this. Anthony Scaramucci, whom this report is about, it looks like he's got that same blood running through his veins. Let's start off right here on Wiki. Scaramucci was born into an Italian-American Roman Catholic family on January 6, 1964, on Long Island, New York, the son of Alexander and Marie DeFio Scaramucci, and had a middle-class upbringing. His father, Alessandro Scaramucci, emigrated to the USA from Gualdo Tadino, Italy. His father was a construction worker. Scaramucci has an older brother, David, and a sister, Susan. He graduated in 1982 from Paul D. Schreiber Senior High School in Port Washington, where he served as a student council president. He earned his B.A. in economics at Tufts University and J.D. at Harvard Law School. Scaramucci credits his time in education at Harvard Law School as a springboard for his successful career. What do you think his successful career is going to be? Well, he became a lawyer. Would that make you think that he might have Jewish blood running through his veins? Well, if that doesn't, let's listen to this. After graduating from law school, Scaramucci began his career at Goldman Sachs, where he worked from 89 to 96 and held positions in its investment banking, equities, and private wealth management divisions. After being hired, fired, and rehired in a single year, Scaramucci left Goldman in 1996 to launch Oscar Capital Management with his colleague Andrew Borchardt. In 2001, Oscar Capital was sold to Neuberger Berman. And upon Neuberger Berman's sale to Liam Brothers in 2003, Scaramucci served as a managing director in the firm's investment management division. Ladies and gentlemen, do you need any more proof than that? Well, let's see what we can find. Anthony Scaramucci from Wikipedia. He's a Republican. You know that Jews are definitely conservatives, don't you? Let's So, Anthony Scaramucci, born January 6, 1964, is an American entrepreneur, financier, political figure, and author. On January 12, 2017, Donald Trump announced his intent to appoint Scaramucci, director of White House Office of Public Liaison and Intergovernmental Affairs. Scaramucci's swearing-in was reportedly delayed by an extended review of his finances by the Office of Government Ethics. Although the Ethics Office denied that clearance was necessary before making White House appointments, ultimately George Tsifikas was appointed instead. In other words, they didn't approve of Mr. Scaramucci's money situation, let's say. His ethics of finances? Following the 2016 election, Scaramucci served on the Presidential Transition Team Executive Committee. In 2005, Scaramucci founded global investment firm Skybridge Capital, serving as co-managing partner before selling the company in early 2017 to take a role in the Trump administration. Scaramucci also previously served as host of a financial television show, Wall Street Week, and contributor to the Fox Fake News Channel. Scaramucci was born on January 6, 1964, in Long Island, New York. Blah, 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 same thing. He is of Italian descent. Sure he is. After graduating from law school, he began his... Yeah, we went through that, right? We went through that whole thing. So, let's go take a look at this little part here. There is some tweets that I had here. Okay, here we go. Anthony Scaramucci. It says here... You agree Sicilian people are a different type of breed of Italians? It's a question. You agree Sicilian people are a different type of breed of Italians? For good or bad, Sicilians Italian? Now, ladies and gentlemen, did I not tell you that these are race mix, that not every Sicilian... But did I not tell you that the people that are from those islands, that that's where the mafia came from? Now, here we are. We got this guy. He's connected up to there. He's a Sicilian. These people who are his friends, Matthew Riccardi and C. Gasparino, are asking him this question. You agree? Sicilian people are a different type of breed of Italians? Hello? Are you getting it? For good or bad, Sicilians Italian? No, worse, they're Greeks, Scaramucci, this Templeton guy says. Then Charles Gasparino says, hey, my grandparents told me northern Italians don't think Naples is part of Italy. Ladies and gentlemen, praise be to the Father. Anthony Scaramucci. And that's why we all live here now. See, that was his retort to, hey, my grandparents told me northern Italians don't think Naples is part of Italy. And that's what Mr. Scaramucci says. He says, and that's why we all live here now. And John Templeton says, amen to that. Then Trader Investor says, proud to be Sicilian, with a smile. And then Deacon Gaspar says, all my grandparents are Sicilian from Western Sicily, three from Calatafimi, Segesta, and one from Salami. Sicily is a great place to be from, he says. D. Field says, a great place to visit as well. Then Ross Catania, another Italian, says, we are the smartest ones. Sounds very Jewish to me. Then Henry J. Costanzo says, right, we Sicilians are a different breed of Italians. The best. Hmm? Then Deacon Gasper says, we really aren't Italians, but a mixed breed in the middle of the Mediterranean, part Greek, part Middle Eastern, part Norman, and part North Africans. And he says, and what else? Hmm? Are you getting it, ladies and gentlemen? Did I lie to you? These are Italians telling you this. Well, Italians that are mixed. You see now why the mafia, why they all came here? What does it say here? If it wasn't for the unification of Italy, we might still have the kingdom of the two Sicilies, which included Sicily and Naples south. So what do you think about that? Hmm? Tell me that isn't quite interesting. But it does get more interesting than that. We have his wife, who is clearly a Jewess. There's no question whatsoever. And she is divorcing him now. You know, I get a big kick out of this. It says, according to Wiki sources, Deidre Ball was born as Jewish and currently ages 38. The investor relation expert possesses a decent height and has curves which are worthy of applause. Ball, who currently resides in Manhasset, is focusing on her children and planning to live as a single mother. Hmm? So, not only is he a Jew, race-mixed Jew, race-mixed Negro, and supposedly Italian, Sicilian, but his wife is a Jewish as well. Do you think that that's interesting? Because I certainly do. Now, here's a little excerpt, and we can find out, listen to what he pulled off here in 10 days.
Scaramouche, I secretly tried to destroy Trump for 10 days on job. Here's what else he was hiding. Breaking reports from the White House Monday reveal that President Trump has fired Anthony Scaramouche from his position as communications director, just 10 days into the job. As the sudden move on President Trump's part is sending shockwaves through the political atmosphere today, disturbing information is surfacing about what Scaramouche did over the past 10 days, that making many wonder if he was simply a liberal plant sent in to incite chaos within the Trump administration. We all had high hopes that with the addition of Scaramouche to Trump's team, the White House leakers would finally pay their price for their ongoing treasonous antics towards our president. From day one, Scaramouche vowed to fire every last leaker, even if that meant firing every single person in the West Wing. But now it's appearing that Scaramouche's badass facade is just a smokescreen, as the true reason he got a job as Trump's communication director is now coming to light. Breitbart reports that just days into his new position at the White House, Scaramouche's outlandish antics began setting off massive red flags for Trump and administration officials. Scaramouche's profanity-laced tirade to the left-leaning New Yorker magazine was only part of the issue, as the debacle began days before Scaramouche's rant to Ryan Liz began making headlines. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union before officially starting his job at the White House, Scaramouche revealed a confidential conversation he held with President Trump, going on to out the president as his anonymous source. The conversation was then used by CNN to perpetrate their ongoing Russian Trump collusion hysteria. You know, somebody said to me yesterday, I won't tell you who, that if the Russians actually hacked this situation and spilled out those emails, you would have never seen it, he said. When pressed further about what he knew on Trump, like an idiot, Scaramucci went on to blab that the president was his source, even though in the previous sentence, he said he would not reveal his source. I talked to him yesterday. He called me from Air Force One. And he basically said to me, hey, you know, this is, maybe they did it. Maybe they didn't do it, Scaramucci said of Trump. CNN is Trump's sworn enemy, and leaking private details to CNN about his conversation with Trump should have been the giant red flag that prevented Scaramucci from landing the job. Trump's advisors were frantic, worried that he might accidentally spill the beans on Trump's other secrets. Right after blabbing about the Russians, Scaramucci provided fodder for the liberal media yet again, after his hot mic incident was then leaked to the liberal website, BuzzFeed. Breitbart reported. Scaramucci then got caught making some comments into a hot mic that the legacy media promptly leaked to left-wing BuzzFeed. That should have been a lesson to Scaramucci to not trust the legacy media, but Scaramucci learned that the hard way 3 days later when he made profane comments about former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and White House Chief Strategist Steve K. Bannon to The New Yorker's Ryan Lizza. According to the leaked hot mic audio that BuzzFeed obtained, Scaramucci said CNN was on the left but also reportedly argued that he is not some jerk-off salesman because he went to Harvard Law School. So when you're thinking I did this shit by accident, know that I did it on purpose, you understand what I am saying? Scaramucci was caught on the hot mic, explaining to a CNN executive why he called on the CNN reporter during his first press conference. From there, things began to rapidly deteriorate, as Scaramucci's profanity-laced tirade to The New Yorker dominated the news cycle for several days. Breitbart reported that Scaramucci then began butting heads with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, who were reportedly fed up with former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, but that Scaramucci's ongoing antics only made things worse. Several days later, Scaramucci gave CNN more material for their anti-Trump hysteria, going on to say he wasn't sure if Trump was in favor of Russia's new sanctions or not, contradicting the White House's public stance that Trump was being tough on Russia. Scaramucci again cast Trump in a negative light with liberal reporters, where he gave different answers about whether Trump had been discussing pardons at the Oval Office. If that wasn't enough to make you convinced this guy was either an incompetent moron or a liberal plant, Scaramucci then leaked intel about an active FBI investigation going on at the White House involving leakers, alleging that FBI agents had violated the agency's protocols and broke the law. Miraculously, Scaramucci still was not done inciting chaos at the White House. He then blasted out over Twitter that he could get people within Trump's administration in trouble with reckless tweets, making an idiot out of himself with the announcement that he had contacted the FBI over leaks, going on to ignite an uproar among legal experts and throughout Trump's Justice Department. Stephen Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, spoke of the gaffe, saying, "If he really did reach out to DOJ and friends at the FBI to investigate a leak, yes, that would seem to be a violation of both the norms and rules governing White House contacts with the Justice Department, all the more so given that the information at issue was in the public domain." What are your thoughts on Scaramucci? Just an incompetent moron, or could something more sinister be at play? Being that he's threw Trump under the bus multiple times while talking to liberal reporters, it really makes you wonder. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you for watching. What do you think about this?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Video Fake Presenter there. Something sinister is more likely what's going on. The man is a Jew. He's Jew and black. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what Yahweh has been teaching us of late is that there are more Jews in the world than you think there are. Do you see the connections of Chicago and New York? You do see the so-called Italian and Jewish connection in New York, don't you? And of course you see it in Chicago as well, don't you? Never mind all the other places right now. Understand that I've proven that these so-called Italian mayors all have turned out to be, so far, Sicilians or Jewish, like Mayor LaGuardia. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going on here. This is a Jew who's pretending, he was married to a Jewess, and is pretending to be a conservative in the Republican Party. It doesn't get any more deceptive than that. But let's read the article from the Stormer here and see what they say about it. President Donald Trump has removed Anthony Scaramucci to the Fandango again. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Scaramucci, the Jew Negro Italian, as communications director, a little more than a week after the former financier was named to the post, the White House said on Monday. Also, just remember, I'm going to connect it again. He worked for Goldman Sachs, and he went to become a lawyer, and he went to the Jew-ridden school that used to be a respectable school that they're pretending is respectable today still, called Harvard. Harvard. Yes. Oh, he's not a Jew, is he? The change came at the request of new Chief of Staff John Kelly, who started Monday. Two White House officials said it was not clear whether Scaramucci would take on a new role after leaving the communications job, nor was it immediately apparent who would take over the position. Anthony Scaramucci will be leaving his role as White House Communications Director, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in a statement. Mr. Scaramucci felt it was the best to give the Chief of Staff John Kelly a clean slate and the ability to build his own team. We all wish him the best. Scaramucci was expected to announce his communications team Monday afternoon, but he was instead informed of a decision to remove him from that morning in Kelly's office. Scaramucci was not present when the senior staff were told of the change, a White House official said. It should say an White House official said. Other senior aide said the move came after discussions over the weekend. There was no way Scaramucci could work with Kelly, the senior aide said. Kelly is already changing the culture here, and said another White House aide. As the news broke, Kelly was spotted in the White House's East Room for a ceremony chatting with other senior officials. Yeah, that guy really was off the rails, but wow, what a glorious few days. I certainly regret nothing. This is the article writer saying this. Mooch fired Rince, and now Rince's replacement fires Mooch. It's obvious that replacing Rince with Kelly was the way to replace Kelly with Sessions, and the way to get the AG who is capable of dealing with the Russia situation. Anyway, it's a Jew. You know, he's pointing. He's in a press picture pointing. Who does all the pointing? The Jews, like, you know, Bernie. Always pointing their fingers. But this guy, he's been watching all those Italian movies, all the mafia movies, and his little ego got him demoted. So let's take a look at another little piece here. Ruthless, I don't know if this has anything to do with him or not. It's from the New York Compost. Ruthless Sicilian mafia boss is getting released from prison. He looks very angry. Maybe his pizza was cold. Salvatore Toto Rilina, or whatever his name is, Rilna, in 1993. Well, I remember Toto. He's about 5'2". That's how tall he is. A ruthless Sicilian mob boss known as the Beast. That's what Crowley was known as, 666 the Beast. who once ordered the hit on Rudy Giuliani, the queer Italian who's probably a Jew that was married to a Jewess. I'm sure we can find out that Giuliani has Sicilian ties. I haven't wasted my time because I just assume it's going to be true. Yes, he was the one that in 9/11 made sure that there was no investigation and made sure that all the steel from the buildings got taken out of there very quickly so there could be no investigation. I don't think I even need to know any more about this puke. And he was also on the Mafia movie I told you about. And he's very proud of the Mafia. So I don't have to really investigate him. I know what he is. Also, besides the hit on Rudy Giuliani, this piece of garbage known as the Beast, Toto Salvatore, he had a 13-year-old boy dissolved in acid. So he could soon be strung from an Italian prison so he can die with dignity. Politicians, prosecutors, and cops have been fuming since Italy's Supreme Court said on Monday that Salvatore, or Salvatore, the Beast, Rena, inset, who suffers from cancer, heart disease, and Parkinson's disease, praise Yahweh, should be freed. Rena, 86, has the right to die with dignity, the justices said. You see what kind of justices they are? Must be a nice little place over there in Sicily. The final decision on Rena's, I guess that's R-I-I-N-A, apostrophe S, freedom, will come from the parole board in Bologna, near Parma, where the gang boss is locked up. Chief Mafia Prosecutor Roberti said Rena still poses a threat to society. We have the evidence to prove this theory, that Rena is harmless, wrong, and show that that Rena is still at the head of La Cosa Nostra, Roberti told the Corriere della Sera newspaper. For years, Rena was also known as the Sicilian Mafia's boss of all bosses, at 5'2" tall. Rena was finally busted in 93 and now is serving 12 concurrent life sentences. Then how do these justices say he should get out if he's serving 12 concurrent life sentences? Can you explain that to me? But from behind bars, he notoriously ordered the murder of the youngster, who was strangled before his body was dissolved in a vat of acid in 1996. The cowardly hit, one of some 150 murders to which Rena has been linked, was in retaliation for the boy's dad having rattled out the mob boss. Rena also once ordered the murder of then-attorney Giuliani. Another attorney. Remember that Eustace Mullins said that 95% of the people graduating from law school are Jews? Can you put it together now? Are you connecting the dots, ladies and gentlemen? Rena went as far as to sending an assassin to the United States to murder the future mayor, because of Giuliani's friendship with crusading Italian judge Giovanni Falcone. But Rena changed his mind, fearing the U.S. attacks on the Sicilian mob. See, at least Lucky Luciano knew not to attack the police and governmental officials, you see. It was idiots like this Rena who got himself put in prison by doing such things. Because he doesn't have the brains Lucky Luciano had. Falcone and another courageous anti-mafia judge, Paolo Borsellino, were killed on Reno's orders in 1992. Salvatore Borsellino, the slain judge's brother, was outraged that Italy's high court could give Rena the benefit of the doubt. The court should have remembered that the person before them is the same one who blew to bits servants of the state and ordered that little boy to be dissolved in acid, he said. See what you're dealing with? Seriously. This is Sicily. And the people that are in your government and mayors and politicians and the justice system with the rest of the Jew shills like the Freemasons and Jews and, of course, the Shabbos Goy race traitor women and negresses. This is what you've got going on in our world today. Now you may begin to start to put it all together. Remember, I just did a report on Senator D'Amato as well. Take a nice close look, and you're going to be surprised how many Jews are all around you. This has been a News Bites special report, and until next time, smarten up! And don't look down.